Remember all their faces, remember all their voices. Everything is different the second time around. Good morning and welcome to WGXC, Accra, Hudson, Catskill, and this month's edition of The Score, where we feature film and television soundtracks and scores. I am Margot Pelletier.
And I am Lisa Thomas.
And we are your hosts. At the top of the show, you heard the song You've Got Time by Regina Spektor, which is the theme song to the Netflix original series, Orange is the New Black, which, very generally speaking, follows the life of a white middle-class woman who finds herself doing time in the community of a predominantly black and third world women's prison.
In an interview with The Hollywood Reporter in April of 2014, Bruce Gilbert, who is the music supervisor for Orange is the New Black, said this of Regina Spektor's theme song: "I feel like it is truly an inspired work. I loved the song when I first heard it, but I loved it even more once I got to hear it and see how beautifully it impacted our show's main titles."
For those of you who haven't seen the show, it opens with a rapid series of extreme close-ups of women's faces. Gilbert continues, "There's an intimate urgency that it gives way to an emotion that breathes even more life into the stunning portraits of the prisoners."
The series Orange is the New Black was created by Genji Kohan and is based on Piper Kerman's memoir of the same name. Since its release in the summer of 2013, Orange is the New Black has taken the nation by storm and garnered a cult-like following. The series revolves around Piper Chapman, played by Taylor Schilling, who is sentenced to 15 months in a women's federal prison for transporting a suitcase full of drug money 10 years prior to her former girlfriend Alex Voss, played by Laura Prepon, who is an international drug smuggler.
The series is set in a fictional prison in Litchfield, New York, which is a real town in upstate New York, but one that does not have a federal penitentiary. The series began filming in Rockland County, New York, on March 7, 2013, and currently it is in its third season.
Get down with it now. I'm walking get out your seat and just walk on, walk on, walk on, walk out.
Heard Walking Up the Road performed by Bette Davis, followed by Move and Groove Together by Benny Lattimore from the soundtrack to Orange is the New Black. We chose to play the soundtrack today as the music from the series is as varied and eclectic as the cast of the show. Where else are you going to hear Regina Spektor belting out the lines You've Got Time, followed by the likes of Benny Lattimore and Whispering Jack Smith, The Velvet Underground, and Nico, for that matter.
Right. But most importantly, where else in television are you going to see so many varied roles for strong female characters of different ethnicities, sizes, ages, and backgrounds represented. Originally, when Lisa and I were watching the series, we felt that the characters seemed to be kind of turned into caricatures, acting a little bit too tough or overly aggressive. But as the series developed, the women seem to soften. They become more human, and you begin to know them and care for them, and you gain insight into the circumstances, whether they be economic, psychologically, or personal, or all of the three, that land them in prison.
In a review in the Huffington Post, Maureen Ryan had this to say about the cast of characters in the show. It's mind-boggling that so many disparate things hang together so well in, quotes, Orange, which manages to be both subversive and serious, sweet and viciously barbed. There's a guard-inmate romance that's so tender it's nearly Everwood behind bars.
Right. Ryan continues to say, there's a lunatic inmate named Crazy Eyes who more than lives up to her name. And on the other end of the spectrum, Laverne Cox gives an amazing performance as a trans inmate called Sophia. Scenes of Sophia's pre-surgery life as a man whose wife is struggling with his choices are among the most moving on-screen moments I've seen in years.
Danger was calling out the...
baby.
That's the Staple Singers taking us out there with I'll Take You There. And just before that, we heard Gangsta by the Toon Yards. One thing that we noticed in Netflix taking a chance on a series like Orange is the New Black is that it proves that your standard family sitcom, drama, or reality show is not always what the public is wanting to see. It's kind of sad to think that Orange is the New Black might not have ever seen the light of day had we waited for one of the television networks to actually produce the show. The show doesn't fit into their standard formula of what sells and the type of characters that are typically portrayed in television. And perhaps that is why the series feels so, so refreshing.
Piper Chapman, who is the main character of the series, at first appears to be your, in quotes, normal, white, middle-class woman until her past catches up to her and she has to turn herself in and do time. By the way, this whole series is inspired and based on an actual memoir written by Piper Chapman.
Piper Kerman is the real woman.
Oh, Piper Kerman.
Piper Kerman, yeah.
Okay. And she did do time in a women's prison for exactly the same offense.
Yeah, and she was in Danbury, I think, up in Connecticut.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay, so that's not a federal prison, but, you know, a lot of the same things that one can discover when put into a prison population are the same. But Piper Chapman, our character, our...
fictitious character.
Yes. Once she enters prison, goes through this enormous process of self-examination, and she keeps trying to figure out who she really is, like peeling the layers off an onion. At every turn, the people she encounters behind bars make her look deeper and deeper within herself. And no one does this more than her former girlfriend, who happens to land in the same prison, and her name is Alex.
Everything is so wonderful, and suddenly to breathe. Now and then I get insecure, I'm all the pain, I'm so ashamed. I am beautiful, no matter what they say, yes, words can bring me down. Words can bring me down, so don't you bring me down today. To all your friends, you're delirious, so concerned in all your done.
trying hard to fill the emptiness. The peace is gone.
Different from anybody else in here. I made bad choices. I committed a crime. And being in here is no one's fault but my own. In the morning.
morning, when I wake up, there are these few seconds before I realize where I am. And then I do realize that I can't breathe. And I want to cry and kill myself. When does that end? I'll let you know.
Nobody's gonna hit you harder than life. Not a guard, not a gangster, not even your wife.
Do you love her?
Yes. Once you're behind these walls, there's nowhere to run. The truth catches up with you in here, Dina. And it's the truth that's gonna make you a bitch. I love you and I hate you. 8 months ago, when I was waxing floors in the cafeteria, my mom's passed. And I wasn't there to say what you're supposed to say to your mom before she goes. So I know you ain't telling me in my face right now that you walk back in this place because freedom was inconvenient.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to WGXC, Acra, Catskill, Hudson, and this month's edition of The Score. Today we're featuring the music from the first and the second season of Netflix original series Orange is the New Black.
You just heard Beautiful, performed by Discover, and I think Christina Aguilera was in there, followed by Milkshake by the New York-based artist known as Kellis. And we ended that set with a soundscape with some sound bites and music from Apparat, I believe, from Orange is the New Black.
And right now we have more music queued up for you from Season 2, so enjoy.
What are the chances? The chances that I'd find you stealing glances across a crowded room and take chances that I'd find you. Chances and nothing more. Love, it has a funny way of showing what is true. Oh, but the chances, what are the chances? The chances that I'd find you.
Color in your cheeks. Do you ever get that feel that you can't shift the tide that sticks around like summits in your teeth? Are there some aces up your sleeve? Have you no idea that you're in deep? I dreamt about you nearly every night this week. How many secrets can you keep? There's this tune I found that makes me think of you somehow, and I play it on repeat until I fall asleep, spilling drinks on my settee. Do I wanna know if this feeling flows both ways? Sort of hoping that you'd stay. You can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you. Never thought I'd call and run. You're like you, 'cause I always knew. Maybe I'm too busy being lost to fall for somebody new. Now I thought it through. Crawling back to you. So have you got the goods? Been wondering if your heart's still open, and if so, I wanna know what time it should. Simmer down and poker up. I'm sorry to interrupt, it's just I'm constantly on the cusp. I've tried been to kiss you. I don't
if you wanted to.
I wanna know
if this feeling flows both ways.
Out to see you go.
Was sorta hoping that you'd stay. That the nights were mainly made for saying things that you can't say tomorrow day. Crawling back to you.
For its cast member, Uzo Aduba. She won for Outstanding Guest Actress in a Comedy Series for her part as Crazy Eyes.
The series, however, did take home a Peabody and a People Choice Award in 2014, and I think it also got an Emmy. There was a lot of the cast members were nominated, but it got an Emmy for the casting director as well, because it is such a great cast. Netflix does have high hopes that the series will have its day at the Emmys before long, as they're still kind of the new kids on the block. We have some more music, and this one's from the second season, so enjoy this track.
Sun's out, high hopes, wear them as my winter coat to keep out the cold. But try as I might, I can't hide the mysteries that you read in my eyes. Thank you.
turned up nose and curly hair. I'm raving about my baby now. Pretty little dimples here and dimples there. Don't want to live without her. I love her, goodness knows. I wrote a song about her, and here's the way it goes. Baby face, you've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You sure have started something. Baby face, I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a shell, so I just fell in love with your pretty baby face. You were just a baby, and that's not so long ago. You must have been the cutest thing. And I can picture you at every baby show, just winning every ribbon. Your sweet baby way, say honest, I ain't fibbing. You win them all today with that little baby face. You've got the cutest little baby face. There's not another one could take your place. Baby face, my poor heart is jumping. You have started something with that baby face. I'm up in heaven when I'm in your fond embrace. I didn't need a show, cause I just naturally fell in love with your pretty baby face. Now baby face, I used to always call you baby face. And I dialed you up in prettiest baby lace, you remember? Baby face, why I never even tarried. But after we were married, oh baby face, it's asking alimony, and it's a funny case. Since she got the ring, I call her everything. Well, that is everything but baby face. Baby face, you sure look pretty with that baby face. You'd win the beauty prize in any race. Baby face, you must be athletic. Or is it just cosmetic, baby face? At any baby show, you'd surely take first place. But at the break of dawn, with all the makeup gone, oh boy, what a face.
That is Whispering Jack Smith from the soundtrack to Orange is the New Black. And before that, you heard the song Cellophane by the Portland-based singer-songwriter Sarah Jack Holman. Now, one of the things that the series Orange is the New Black tends to point out is that one's life seeming to be going along in a steady, rather non-eventful, okay manner can change in an instant by being a victim or a player in bad circumstances or choices. Whether that instant lands you in jail or keeps you on the outside is often a thin line. Under different circumstances, many of us could easily become like the characters in Orange is the New Black. I have never known firsthand what it was like to do time, so I cannot speak about what that is like. But we are in a country that incarcerates more of its population than any other nation. And as a filmmaker and as a humanist, I find it very disconcerting.
Thank you.
That was This Life Makes It Hard by Duchess and the Duke. And as we are nearing the end of our show, like we do on so many of our shows, we're going to have some parting words by Margot. So, Margot, tell us what's on your mind today.
Well, unlike Lisa, I have had to face doing time in a women's prison. In the early 1980s, I served 6 months as a political prisoner at Rikers Island in Queens, New York. And what I like about the show, Orange is the New Black, is that it stresses two things repeatedly. One is that the choices we make shape our lives. Lives that don't stop when one is incarcerated. While generally speaking, our society tends to disregard the population in our many prisons, to sweep them under the rug. The second thing that the series stresses is that the prison populations make up communities. Communities that, however fenced in they are, remain communities, filled with people missing their families, missing their children, continuing to hope for the freedom to make other choices that will land them in places where it's easier to maintain their dignity and their integrity. The show reminds us that the prisons are filled with none other than members of our communities at large. Until next month, be good to yourselves. Be better to your neighbors, and before you do anything, make sure you know the score.
Sunday morning brings the dawning. It's just a restless feeling by my side. Early dawning Sunday morning. It's just the wasted years so close behind. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Sunday morning, and I'm falling. I've got a feeling so long ago. Watch out, the world's behind you. There's always someone around you who will call. It's nothing at all. Thank you.